needs a hug. Who, come on, who wants a hug?
That's what we were saying to Paul in the newsroom.
All right, those of you in Muscoota, put your hands down. You can't have a hug.
Unless you're a football player.
Right. I mean, that's what we've learned in the last 48 hours here on this show. Monday, I had a woman named Melissa Coulter on the show talking about her daughter Megan, who got an after-school detention, which she served yesterday and Monday, for hugging a friend after school on Friday. The school district says that was a second offense, mm-hmm. and that Megan then also committed a third offense. And I'll play you some of that in just a moment here. So we had that on Monday's show with Melissa describing it and lots of people calling in about that. And we're going to hear from Melissa here again in just a moment. And Megan, the daughter, will be on the phone with us as well. But for those of you who missed yesterday's show.
You missed it.
We had Dr. Sam McGowan on. He is the superintendent of schools of the Muscoota. School District number 19 in Muscoota, Illinois. And I asked him about this no-hugging policy and to explain it to us.
It's a violation of our public display of affection policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to just read it to you.
Okay.
Displays of affection should not occur on the school campus at any time. It is in poor taste, reflects poor judgment, and brings discredit to the school and to the persons involved. First offenders will be warned. Second offenders will serve detention, and a parent conference will be held. Then third offenders will serve an in-school suspension. Now, this policy is not something new. It's been in effect here for many years. Most school districts have some type of policy governing public display of affection, and they enforce it. This policy is of necessity strict. This eliminates administrators having to determine whether this affection is welcome or is being forced on students or other persons. And when we try to paint shades of what is innocent and what is unacceptable, that's an extremely difficult system to enforce. Now, in addition, if the administrator ignored this policy, and the student, after warning the student several times, and they again ignored the behavior, the administrator would lose credibility with the other students.
So that is part of what Dr. McGowan had to say yesterday, and he may have been under the impression that I invited him on just to read a statement, but that's not how this show works. This show is about opinions, and I'm an opinionated talk show host, and so I challenged him on several of the points he made, and one of them I asked was, isn't there touching allowed on the football field? Somebody scores a touchdown, can't another player go over and give him a hug or a pat on the butt or put his arm around him or that sort of thing? And he said yes. And I said, well, then what happens if somebody who takes an exam at school and finds out that they didn't think they were going to do well on it, but they ended up getting an A, and they tell a friend in the cafeteria, could they get a hug for that? And he said no. And so I asked him to explain the difference.
There's quite a bit of difference. One, we've got the issue of whether or not public displays of affection in the academic setting are wanted, or if they're being forced, or even if are they allowed to go too far. Okay, and all of those issues play into this policy, because if you ignore and you don't step in and stop letting kids begin to get that affection at school, and the hugging leads to other things and to other things, and before long you may as well not have a policy. And
I gotta tell
you, we're here for academic reasons, not for that.
Okay, so that is Dr. Sam McGowan yesterday here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Now I've invited Melissa Coulter, the mom who instigated this whole discussion by emailing me over the weekend and who was on my show Monday afternoon, to rejoin us here this afternoon along with her 13-year-old daughter, Megan. Are you both there?
I'm here. We don't have another landline extension.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll talk to her in just a moment then,
sure.
If that's okay.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, we're going to include some phone calls this hour from you, our listeners, at 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. So what's been the reaction to you, Melissa?
I have been overwhelmed by support. I've had people call from all over the country just to tell us how wrong they thought this was and how they thought we should fight it all the way. It's been wonderful.
Now, when you're intending to fight this further?
Well, I intend to go to the school board meeting in hopes that they can change the policy.
And that's what you want. You don't want an exception made for your daughter. You want a change in the policy, right?
That's correct. She served her detentions because, according to their policy, she broke the rule.
Mm-hmm.
So she did serve her detentions. She's done now. But I really think that the policy is at best ambiguous.
Yeah, I think it's a bad rule being badly applied. And when he says, you know, we can't decide whether things are welcome or forced, and we can't have our teachers painting shades.
I say you're an administrator. Administrate.
And by the way, teachers know their students, and their job is painting shades. What is the difference between an A and an A- on an essay if you're not painting shades? That's what goes on in schools all the time.
And there is a difference between a French kiss and a hug in the hallway.
Absolutely. And there's a difference between putting your arm around somebody to congratulate them or even to say goodbye to them for the weekend and grinding up against them, pelvis to pelvis, at the lockers. Could I talk to Megan, Melissa?
Sure.
Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. She's right here.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
This is Megan Coulter, the 13-year-old student from Muscoota.
Hello.
Hi, Megan. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
So how was school today after the two after-school detentions?
Crazy.
Yeah. What do your friends say to you about this?
My friends are actually very supportive, and they all are extremely happy for me, but at the same time, they're all very somewhat worried about me.
What do you mean?
Because they're just scared that, like, what happened today is going to happen, of people, you know, telling me exactly how they feel, and people that aren't so nice about it being there and telling me what they think. And we had a meeting after lunch with the principal, and it was crazy.
You had a meeting today with the principal?
Yes.
What was that about?
They called all the 8th grade girls into the gym, and the principal talked about how someone was someone was attracting too much press, and someone was dishonoring the school, but they wouldn't say names.
Well, because nobody there knew it was you.
Everyone already knew it was
you. Of course they did.
Everyone was like, Megan, way to go. And
but Megan, how did you feel when he said someone is dishonoring the school? How did you feel?
I got extremely mad.
Because?
Because it felt like I felt...
Are you there, Megan?
Go ahead. Yeah. Say that again, Megan. You got mad because?
I felt like he was trying to say that I was some sort of a bad person or that he was being immature. And
have they told you that you shouldn't be talking to the press and that you should just leave this thing alone?
They haven't said it directly to me, but they've made comments to other people.
I'd like to play for you a clip from Dr. McGowan yesterday, because he at first said that he wasn't going to talk specifically about your case and that he couldn't because of Illinois state law. And then later on, he did. And I want to play for you his description of what happened with you on Friday and the other incidents that he referred to. So listen to this.
This young lady was first warned at a basketball game. And believe me, it was more than hugging. And then a second warning came about at the bus stop on school grounds, where there was a very affectionate hug given. Well, the young lady went back inside the building, came back out, and did it again right in front of the principal.
What's your reaction to that, Megan?
That is a total lie.
All of it or a certain part of it?
Let's go. There are three parts of it there. Let's go back to the first time they gave you a warning at a basketball game, and he says it was much more than a hug. Was it? What happened there? What did you get in trouble for?
I got in trouble because I was sitting next to one of my friends, and he had his arm around me. He had his arm around my shoulder.
Mr.
Blakely came over and told him to take his arm off me.
Uh-huh. And did he?
Yes.
Okay.
And is he your boyfriend?
No.
All right. Well, this is a middle school basketball game, a high school basketball game. What was it?
A middle school basketball
game. Middle school basketball game. He's got his arm around you. You got a warning for that.
And let me ask you before we move to the second one, was he rubbing your arm up and down? Was he squeezing you tightly? Was there anything more, or just his arm around your shoulder?
Just his arm around my shoulder.
Okay. All right. Now tell us what happened on Friday, which would have been the second infraction, which is where Dr. McGowan says they decided that they had to issue a punishment for you. What was that?
I saw my boyfriend, and I went up, and I hugged him around the shoulder.
This is after school. You're on the way out of the school, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, I put my arm around his shoulder and squeezed, like, a little one-arm tug.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because we both had bags in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got on the bus and had to leave. So then I met up with my friend that was going to walk home with me because of safety purposes. And, you know, she came up to me and we hugged each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just polite, not anything wrong, not anything too affectionate that I would think, you know. And it escalated to Mr. Blakely came over the first time I hugged Jake, my boyfriend, and said, you know, that was wrong of you. You've been warned before. That's a day of after school. And then he did the same thing to me with Katie.
Now, Dr. McGowan makes it sound like you blatantly went up and hugged this other girl, Katie, right in front of the assistant principal as if to say, to heck with your rules. Is that what you did?
No, not at all. Whenever he told me that I was going to have detention and that hugging wasn't allowed, I thought he meant between, like, boys and girls, that that wasn't allowed. I didn't think he meant between friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very caught off guard and very astonished that I could get punished for something like that.
And they say it's in your school handbook, clearly. Have you read the school handbook? Are you aware of this? Had you been aware of the hugging policy, or is it confusing?
I had been aware that we had a public display of affection policy, but in no way was I prepared to understand that it meant hugging. It says, it does not specify at all in the handbook. It just says that public displays of affection are distasteful to the persons involved and the school, and that they should not occur on school property.
What do you see as a public display of affection that would be banned by that handbook clause?
I see public display of affection as holding hands, walking down the hallway, or kissing, or something inappropriate, but I don't consider it a hug.
Megan, were Jake and or Katie punished?
They both got off with it was a warning.
Because it was considered the first time for them?
I guess, but I've also heard from many friends that they've had like 7 warnings, so...
So you have other friends who have run into this problem before?
Well, they've gotten warned, but nobody has gotten detention that I know of except for me.
Hmm.
You said that some people are supportive, but some are not so nice. Are we talking other students that are not so nice?
I've only run into 2 students that weren't supportive.
And what did they say to you?
They just said that it was wrong and that I just had to suck it up and deal with it like everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I have quite a few people who have written to me and said, hey, the rules are the rules. She broke the rules. She deserves to be punished. What do you say to them?
I say that maybe they need to take time and actually understand all that happened. It wasn't just as simple as I was trying to disobey the rules, and it's not as simple as I was just doing it to get somebody's goat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was just doing it because that's who I am and that's how I was raised.
Do you want this rule changed, or do you want your situation changed?
I definitely want the rules changed. I think it would better the school by far.
In what way?
There would be less conflict at school. Maybe that would stop some of the problems that we're having. We're having problems with kids, you know, hating the school and talking bad about the school. But if kids do that, it's because of things happened at school, such as not being able to hug. You know, we don't understand it, and maybe they need to take time and think about it from our situation too.
Megan, do you see other kids doing things that you would obviously recognize as a public display of affection that is over the line?
Yes, I've seen it many times around school, but it seems like most of the time people just don't get caught.
But do you think that the school should regulate those sort of things?
Yes, I definitely do. I think that the school should just be a little bit more specific on the policy, because no one that I've talked to understood that we could get in trouble for hugging.
Very interesting. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me this afternoon, Megan. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Take care.
And thank your mom for me also. There's Megan Coulter and her mom, Melissa, in Muskuta, Illinois, responding to Dr. McGowan yesterday here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.